You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad you're with us. We got a lot to talk about today. As you've heard, there's some news about, what did Donald Trump Jr. Say and release in the emails? We'll break those down for you at some point. It's Tech Tuesday. We're getting into some tech news. But right now, we're going to start with some stuff that not everybody else is talking about, but should be, with Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I want to see who our friends are and how hard we're going to fight back against this administration. And I hope that we, when we stand up to those who oppress our communities, that Allah accepts from us that as a form of jihad.
She went on to say, see if you can pull it up, Alex, because we used the clip the other day. She said about assimilation that the issue is not whether or not they fit in here.
Our number one and top priority is to protect and defend our communities. It is not to assimilate and to please any other people in authority. And our top priority, even higher than all those priorities, is to please Allah and only Allah.
So evidently, she got some flack from that. Gee, I wonder whose radio show caused that to happen. Because someone, and I don't know who, played those sound bites over and over again, possibly me, a couple of days ago. And several of you spoke up and said, we don't think that it's good to be talking about non-assimilation and waging jihad against the administration. I don't know. There's just something in us that thinks, that might not be the best thing. So yesterday she comes out and she says, all this pushback, it's just being done by Zionists. Well, there's someone that we have on the guest line who actually believes that the reaction that Sarsour will get from this is even stronger than just that, and it's for those national security concerns. We turn to Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, who is retired United States Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence under George W. Bush, and we are grateful to have him back on the broadcast today. Jerry, thank you for being here.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you, Kevin.
Talk to me about what it means when someone of Linda Sarsour's veracity stands up, makes a fiery speech last Saturday in the city of Chicago, and calls people of like mind to perform jihad against the administration and to say that we will under no circumstances assimilate to the United States way of life.
Yeah, it's in some ways what she did is analogous to Black Lives Matter calling for the killing of police. And we see what the results of that is. We see two things. One is that people are going out and killing police. Just last week, we had another police
right,
officer killed.
Right here in New York.
Right in New York. And then the second thing you see, as a result of her call for jihad or violence against the Trump administration, is you see people who are willing to actually go out and do that. People that are willing to take that seriously, Muslims in America that are willing to do that, because Sarsour is very credible. Keep in mind that many people have been radicalized in mosque, online, with videos of firebrand imams, and their rhetoric has radicalized people in America as well as all over the world. And they've gone out and done some abysmal things. And what she did is she stood up and called for them to essentially commit violence against the administration. And she's trying to cover it up now. She's trying to take the revisionist approach to what jihad is. But if you go back and look at what the scholars in at Al-Azhar University in Cairo, the center of jurisprudence for Islam, what they've been saying for centuries, jihad is holy war against non-believers.
Well, and assuming that that's all true, and I happen to hold that perspective on all of this, the other half of that, you know, we're talking about the refugee issue, and we're talking about immigration problems. We're talking about crime, and we're talking about violence, and we're talking about these kind of things that plague society. When any group stands up and says, well, we have the right to be in America, but we refuse to assimilate. To me, General, there's something wrong with that picture. Now, I know that we can't be dictating people's belief systems and religion, but to say that to me seems to be analogous with saying I reject the Constitution, I reject the Declaration of Independence, I reject the laws that govern me. And as long as what I'm living under, I guess, doesn't formally throw those out, I guess I don't have a problem with that. But if you're talking about choosing to live under a different authority while under the good graces of us as a benevolent society, that's a bigger problem.
Well, it's a huge problem. And, you know, first of all, our Constitution does not provide, any foundation for people coming into this country that don't want to be here to be Americans, to assimilate into our society. There's nothing constitutional about people coming here to change our society, people coming here to set up a parallel government, and that's exactly what a lot of the radical Muslims in America are doing, is trying to set up a parallel legal system, and that's called Sharia. It's Islamic law.
And they're following the model that they've done, that they've already successfully carried out in different European nations.
That's exactly what's happening in Europe. They are setting up a parallel government, a parallel society, and it's just a matter of time until it will dominate Europe. Read Mark Steyn's book, America Alone. It's incredible that he says very clearly, by 2050, by the middle of this century, the whole continent of Europe will be an Islamic continent. It's certainly dominated by Islam. And when people come to America, we should open our doors to allow them to come to America if they want to be Americans, if they want to assimilate into our society. But if they want to bring something that threatens our Constitution, if they want to bring violence to America against the institutions that have made America great, there is no place for them. There is no provision for them to be here. And if we discover that they are here, I think we should do exactly what Donald Trump is doing right now. We should get them out of here as quickly as possible. Now, Sarsour was born here, but I think that what she has done should be punishable. I think she should have the FBI and the Secret Service knocking on her door right now, because I think she threatened the president.
It certainly easily could be interpreted that way, and I tend to agree with you. But, Jerry, this always happens. There's people that make these kinds of statements. They hide in the vagaries. And then the culture itself doesn't really deal with them, as they should, under a just system. So what do you recommend that we do as a culture? How can we, the people, begin to respond to this?
Yeah, we, the people, need to take a stand. Look, first of all, you have to ask yourself, how did we as a society get to the point where we allow and tolerate this kind of behavior from the left? We don't tolerate it from the right, but we have been conditioned for the last 8 years to tolerate this kind of thing from the left and to just blow it off as just another incident. Well, it's time to stand up. Now, I think given, first of all, social media, given the fact that we can appeal to our representatives at all levels of government, we can appeal directly to them. We can put pressure on them, but they've got to come together. So if you, for example, you decide that with your radio program, you're going to call for people to write the governor of New York or write the mayor of New York City and demand that Sarsour be held accountable, you could do that kind of thing. People could sign your petition. People could send emails to their representatives and demand that she be held accountable. And that would send law enforcement at some level to her front door to find out what her intentions are. And I think we've got to start fighting back against this and stop the nonsense of, it's a First Amendment right. No, there's nothing in the First Amendment that allows anybody to threaten the Constitution of the United States or the president who under Article 2 is the commander-in-chief of our military, and that's not permitted.
Yeah. We're speaking with Lieutenant General William Jerry Boykin. He's now with the Family Research Council as the vice president there, but he was also the United States Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence under George W. Bush. General, thank you for your insight and your analysis today. Appreciate it.
Glad to be with you. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough, trying to fight the good fight. We got a lot of stuff yet to get to in today's broadcast, including my analysis of what's going on with this Donald Trump Jr. story. And I'll tell you why I labeled it a big fat nothing burger on social media earlier today. Whether you agree or disagree with me, we can talk about that. Plus, Technology Tuesday, all straight ahead. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's summertime, and I know there's nothing tougher than deciding what you want to put on your grill for that next big barbecue or even for dinner on a weeknight. I've got a perfect couple of products for you to try. The new unmistakable Latin flavor of Campesino Salami Especial and Jamonita Campesino. The Sabal Meat Products are the company that put these out. The Campesino Salami Especial is a favorite blend of meats and spices. Tastes great. It's high in protein, gluten-free. The Jamonita Campesino is also a blend of salami and ham, also delicious and high in protein. They're perfect for grilling, sandwiches, or even salads. You can find these and any other products of Sabal Meats at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, and Sam's Clubs. Pick up Sabal Meat Products, and don't forget to listen to my show every Friday to hear the Sabal Meat Trivia Question of the Week, or head to am570themission.com for a chance to win a whole basket of these delicious grilling goodies. Remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Sabal Meat Products, over 45 years of tradition and quality. Hi, Kevin McCullough. United Praise New York is coming to the Barclays Center in Brooklyn Friday night, August the 11th. United Praise NYC, a multi-worship experience, multi-platform CCM recording artist Jeremy Camp. He knows. Multi-platinum and Grammy Award-winning artist Fred Hammond. Three-time platinum and gold CCM and Latin singer-songwriter Jackie Velasquez. Dove Award winner, Sidewalk Prophets, international artist Planet Shakers, joined by neo soul worship artist Chosen for the Journey, the operatic sounds of Val, voice of worship. Yes, I know. Own Baraka Baptist Church Choir. CCM Gospel, Praise and Worship live all on one stage and one night only, Friday, August 11th at the Barclays Center. For tickets, go to UnitedPraiseNYC.com. That's UnitedPraiseNYC.com. UnitedPraiseNYC.com.
Take your faith to another level this year. How? By traveling on an all-inclusive and inspiring journey to the only place in the world where history and innovation unite. Experience Israel this November 1st to 10th. Come along with WMCA's Kevin McCullough and nationally known teaching pastor Sean Thornton. For 9 memorable days, we'll visit historic places like the Sea of Galilee, the Garden of Gethsemane, and the Dead Sea. Be there as the Bible comes to life and experience the sights and sounds of the places you may have only dreamt about seeing. What's more, this year marks a special year for Israel, the 50th anniversary of the City of Jerusalem. Be in the Holy Land to commemorate this significant occasion for the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. Your dream to visit Israel can be a reality this year. Make plans now to experience Israel happening November 1st to 10th. For full cost and trip details and to register today, visit experienceisrael.com. That's experienceisrael.com or am570themission.com.
Butterfugo and Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did. In state court, the case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT.
1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
If you or someone you know is thinking about getting married, there's really only one jeweler that I want you to consider, Lord's Diamonds, and my good friend Anu, the proprietor. And she's got a special relationship with my listeners spanning many years because of her honesty, integrity, and most of all, her care about making her clients get the ring of their dreams. Listen, if you were married years ago and couldn't really afford the ring of your dreams, maybe the time is right to get that special love, the ring she's always dreamt of now. So talk to Anu. I bought my lovely bride a custom design piece from Anu a few years back, and let me tell you, I wouldn't go anywhere else nor speak to anyone else. Not only did Lord's work within my budget and give me great ideas, but the follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. Call to set up an appointment with Anu today, 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or online at lordsdiamonds.com. AM 570 The Mission wants you to tell us why your spouse deserves to win a beautiful blue sapphire and diamond anniversary ring worth $3,000 from Lord's Diamonds. The drawing will be held July 28th on Kevin McCullough Radio. Call 800-345-WMCA to enter now or by going to am570themission.com. This segment of Kevin McCullough Radio is brought to you by MyPillow. Up to 50% off on MyPillow.com. Promo code WMCA.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
I don't know if there's a sadder story that is in the headlines these days than what is going on in England as it pertains to this baby Charlie Gard. We've not covered it as much as I should have, candidly, on this microphone yet. You would think, because of my intense interest in the life issue, there's just been so many things to cover. But I want to do so today because there's this idea that the judge in this case has demanded to see new and powerful evidence, quote unquote, as to why Charlie Gard should be kept alive to receive experimental treatment. Maybe you've followed the story a little bit, but this young child, there are a couple of different options. They could administer it in England. They could send him to Italy, I think. They could send him to the United States. I think the New York hospital has even offered to take him. But the judge is saying, well, why should I make that decree when they've already decreed that he should in fact die? Rebecca Hagelin has written about this for the Washington Times, and she rejoins me now at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Good to have you, Rebecca. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Kevin, thanks. You know, you've long been one of my favorite radio voices, a very important voice in the nation, so I'm so happy to be with you.
I'm so grateful for your kind words there. Let's for people that aren't fully up to speed, what's the critical rights involved that Charlie Gard is being more or less denied in this case?
Well, the critical element for all Americans to consider is the fact that in Europe, where there is socialized health care, you, if you're a European citizen, this case shows that your life is ultimately in the hands of the government. In the case of little Charlie Gard, who's an 11-month-old child that's suffering from a rare brain disease, his parents want him kept alive so that he can be transferred and receive experimental treatment, which has been proven to be effective in other patients. His parents have raised the money from private citizens to pay for the treatment. His parents are willing to shoulder the burden to take him out of Europe so that his life might be saved. And the government is saying Charlie must die. This is what happens when we give the government ultimate control over our health care. This goes back, the saying I'm about to, a quote I'm about to give you goes back many, many years, a couple hundred years. It's been traced. It's like basically the government that can do anything for you can do anything to you. And this is the classic case. We're now seeing an 11-month-old child who the courts are saying must die, because they say he has no real value to society.
Rebecca, explain to me how this is much, if at all, any different than the German Nazi belief in World War II that there was such a thing as a life not worthy to be lived. And, of course, their reference was to the infirm, the handicapped, the disabled, and, of course, the Jews. How is this indistinguishable from that core belief system of the Nazi Party?
Well, it's not indistinguishable in how it will play out in lives and maybe one day in America if we go to a single-payer government system. But here's where it is distinguishable. It was the Nazis that came to power in a brutal way that forced their will on the people. In this case, it is people embracing and asking for government to take care of them. And when government takes care of you, as they did in Europe with, quote, you know, health care for everyone, free health care for everyone, you are voluntarily giving your authority away to the government. Remember, this case around Charlie Gard, a mother and a father both are begging and pleading for mercy for their child so they can simply take him out of the government's care to another place to get treatment. And the government is saying, no, basically we own little Charlie Gard. You don't. And we think that he has an obligation to die.
Some very heavy food for thought, given the current healthcare debate in America. But friends, as you're listening to this, there's a much bigger issue here, and that is the moral authority that goes with this. Rebecca, when we construct human systems to try to answer the eternal questions, right? So the life is given and taken by someone who's bigger and beyond us. When we try to insert ourselves in their place, it's almost always going to injure someone who's innocent.
Well, that's absolutely true. And when we set up mankind as human beings to decide who's worthy and who's not of life, this is what happens. You know, you and I and everybody listening and our children, despite our abilities, our inabilities in life, our capabilities, our intelligence, our race, our socioeconomic status, we have value not because of what we can or cannot do. We have value because God said it is so.
Hmm.
And this is the crux of what we're talking about. You're right, it's a moral issue. It's putting man in the place of God, and now we see what can happen. And this should be a warning to every person in the United States that when you say to government, take care of me, government is composed of faulty men, and they will given much power, will abuse their power, and these life and death decisions will be taken out of our hands as parents, as individuals, as maybe, you know, guardians of our elderly parents who are infirmed, and the government will be making these decisions for us, just like what's playing out right now in Europe.
That's why Rebecca has written this piece. It's in the Washington Times today. It's really well worth reading. When the government becomes a god, and that's exactly what has been substituted. God's ideas for a judge and a tribunal's ideas, and if you can get a majority of the tribunal to go along with it, then I guess your child loses their life. That's the lesson that we're learning from the Charlie Gard story out of London. Rebecca, thank you. We will have you back to discuss this and other important, big, eternal things in the future. Appreciate you being with us today.
Thank you so much, Kevin. God bless.
Kevin McCullough Radio, we continue with a look at that story I'd rather not be talking about today, but I have to address it. It's the Donald Trump Jr. emails. We'll tackle that one next. Also, Tech Tuesday's on the way. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough here. My good friend Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, loves the listeners of AM 570 The Mission. and he's making an incredible offer exclusively for you that's up to 50% off everything on the MyPillow website. This offer includes Mike's 4-pack special, premium pillows, luxury Giza sheets, mattress toppers, roll-and-go pillows, and even pet beds. You'll not see or hear this offer anywhere else. So if you're looking for a great gift for graduates, newly married couples, a new pet, or you just want to give someone the gift of a good night's sleep, call MyPillow, 800-506-2641. Make sure you use the promo code WMCA. Every item from MyPillow has a money-back guarantee and includes free shipping on all orders over $100. That's 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA. Or go to MyPillow.com, but make sure you use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You ever get frustrated trying to buy a car? How would you like to know for sure that you could beat any auto dealer price on any new make or model car with terms that are right for you and save time and never have to sit in a car dealership waiting room again? Buy the new car you're looking for now at the best price possible with my friends at the Vineyard Auto Group. And this is regardless of your credit history. They'll compare financing rates and insurance and explain so that you can easily understand all of it. Vineyard Auto Group cuts out the middleman, and that saves you time and money. And the Christian principles they've built their business on provide you added security. Any new make or model is available. So call Vineyard Auto Group at 866-965-AUTO or visit vineyardautogroup.com. That's Vineyard Auto Group, 866-965-AUTO or vineyardautogroup.com. That's 866-965-AUTO or vineyardautogroup.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're planning an engagement party or wedding or corporate event, birthday or anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be very impressed and the memories will last a lifetime. Let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. We use her around Salem Media New York all the time, and she just knows how to put that perfect touch of class to every one of our special occasions. She has beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at lots of convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. Private yacht not in your budget? How about a deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured and Coast Guard certified. So visit Fran's Touch of Class to see the range of yachts in her fleet and give her a call, find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you the details of the services provided. Call her today and add that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400. Or franstouchofclass.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I've been on vitamins. I've been on all kinds of supplements, but nothing has come close to your product. The difference between before I started the product and afterwards is like night and day. I do have more energy, and that was what I really was after. I mean, I get all these benefits. It's wonderful. I had no energy at all, and I thought, how can I live this way? I do one little chore, and then I have to sit and rest. And I find that I get through the day pretty well, and I really have more energy. I look in the mirror and I say, you know, I think I feel more alive. I think I look more alive.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code The Mission.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Definitely he has to testify. That email is disturbing.
That's Lindsey Graham, the hysterical, worried, panicked, pulling the hair out of his head, Lindsey Graham. I don't get him and McCain right now. They're bugging big time. Welcome, Kevin McCullough Radio. Glad to have you with us. He's talking about Donald Trump Jr. Do you have the longer form of that cut? Let's hear the full statement by the senator from South Carolina.
You're in a campaign and you get an offer from a foreign government to help your campaign. The answer is no. So I don't know what Mr. Trump Jr.'s version of the facts are. He has to testify. That email is disturbing. But what is equally odd to me is that the person they met with knew absolutely nothing. So I don't know why they would pick somebody for him to meet with that didn't have any information about the Clinton campaign. But on its face, this is very problematic. We cannot allow foreign governments to reach out to anybody's campaign and say, we'd like to help you. That is a non-starter. I know Donald Trump Jr. is new to politics. I know that Jared Kushner is new to politics, but this is going to require a lot of questions to be asked and answered.
Oh, okay. And by the way, Donald Trump Jr. is not even in politics. He's running the Trump Organization right now. Was he tacitly, with the campaign? Yeah. But did he transition to the administration? No. Does he have any favors to pull? No. And here's what I wished all these hysterical voices would just understand. Yeah, he took a meeting that was set up by somebody that he trusted. This Mr. Goldstone guy is evidently a longtime acquaintance of Trump Jr. Also, when you're in the midst of a campaign cycle and somebody says, I've got damaging information on your opponent, don't even begin to think that Clinton didn't take dozens of meetings with people that had nasty things to say about Donald Trump. It's not the issue here. There is no moral quandary here. The issue here is not whether or not he met with somebody that had bad information, negative information about Hillary Clinton. That's normal in politics. What would have been problematic is if in that meeting they had said, hey, we have information that was stolen from the other side, and here's what it is, and here's how you can use it. No, by the way, this is from the Russian government. There is some debate yet as to whether or not this woman even was a representative of the Russian government, a claim that she denies. So, Mr. Lindsey Graham, if you're going to be up there and you're going to have Donald Trump come up and tell you all the things you need to know about whether or not he colluded with the Russians, might be helpful to have the woman that he met with, too. Why don't you subpoena her? Okay, so he and Jared and Manafort are in this meeting together. And they're the ones that if you've now listened to what happened, she didn't have any info and they talked about adoption, which is actually a very legitimate issue. There are Russian children that need to be adopted. And if she's seeking a way to improve the lives of children through adoption, I'm willing to have anybody sit down and talk about that. But watch the press today, man. Watch the hysterics. Watch Shepard Smith light his hair on fire all over the Fox News channel just because they're going to say, oh, well, he knew that they had damaging information about Hillary Clinton. So what? Lots of people are going to say they have bad damaging information about your political opponent. Part of the job of your campaign is to meet with the people that have negative information about your opponent. You better have someone on your campaign staff allocate it to the sole task of looking at the opposition research. That's what you got to do. You're running a campaign, you're going to have somebody on that job. So that doesn't bother me. The fact that he was looking for information that was useful in the campaign, that's not a problem. Whether or not he had cognitive knowledge that it was coming from the Russian government has yet to be established, although the emails seem to indicate that that was the impression he was under. But it doesn't prove. Here's what these emails today by Donald Trump Jr. don't prove. Goldstone never offered proof that the Russian government was involved. Okay? So that's one thing. The guy that set up the meeting never offered any proof to Don Jr. that this was, in fact, from the Russian government. The lady that they met with denies that she was a government agent. And the other thing that the email chain today definitely proves is that Trump Jr. did not offer any quid pro quo for the information. He did not say, we will do this for you if you help us do this. There is none of that. So was he supposed to listen to the information? He could have. Every campaign on earth would have done that. But it doesn't. There is no there. So that's why this morning, when, the media held its bated breath, daily bated breath about the Trump White House. The New York Times published the story. Trump Jr. was told in an email of Russian effort to aid campaign. Well, by the middle of June last year, when supposedly this took place, wasn't Barack Obama standing up saying, there's no, let me be clear, there is no possibility for the Russians to be interfering in our election. He felt that there was no possibility of it being able to happen. This whole story, as it has been from the beginning, a ginormous piece of nothing burger served up off the grill of anonymous sources. Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me in the past talk about what potentially could be the seizure of your invested monies. Money that you have in a 401k, for example, or in stock holdings. If you have some sort of diversified portfolio that you don't hold in possession yourself. Friends, not a lot of people know this, but there are aspects of the Dodd-Frank Act that allow the government, under certain circumstances, to seize all the money in your account to use for their purposes. What are one of the only things that are excluded from that seizure? Precious metals that you own yourself and hold without tax penalty. If you would like to know how you could avoid government seizure, even in a financial crisis, call my friends at Landmark Capital right now. They've written the definitive white paper on what this is and how to prevent and how to protect yourself in the process. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575 or online at landmarkgold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. You know, I love to talk with Brian Sheely each week because there are so many reasons why you should look into what your home's current value is. And one of it may be to make some very important seasonal improvements. Brian, people can, for cheaper than they used to be able to, do things like a bathroom upgrade or maybe install some things in the kitchen that they've been holding out on. This is a good time to do it.
Oh, absolutely, Kevin. The two things that homeowners can do to increase the value of the home. The top two things are update the bathrooms and update your kitchen. And of course, everyone out there probably would say, you know what? I'd love to upgrade my kitchen as well. And now's the time with interest rates the lowest they've been in 2017 and with booming home values. Take the money out of the equity of your home, get a fixed rate, get those updated improvements for your kitchen, the bathroom. See how your home value is going to increase and how it's really, you know, if you look at it, it's not going to cost you an arm and a leg either. We're actually giving money out right now for these home improvements and still lowering some of the mortgage payments out there because rates are still low.
That is so crazy to hear. And having been through that process in my last house where we did upgrade a bathroom and to see that you can lower the rates because of the interest rates being so reasonable. Friends, you got to act on it now. If you sleep, if you snooze, you will lose. Don't do that. 800-300-8919. 800-300-8919. 800-300-8919. It's Mike and Brian. You know them. The good guys. They've been helping people with their mortgages for years. And Brian, it's never too late to take a checkup of your mortgage and just make sure that you're where you need to be.
100%, Kevin. It takes about 10 minutes on the phone. We go over the options that may be best for you. Put it back to you. Let's see, hey, how is this going to help your family? How is it going to help your finances? And we'll walk you through the process from beginning to end. And it'll take weeks, not months, like other lenders out there.
Yeah, because you guys have the direct relationship to the financing. 800-300-8919. Call now. 800-300-8919.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, it's Tech Tuesday, trending technology on Tuesday. We like to discuss with Ari Zoldan, the head of Quantum Networks here in New York. And so many interesting things to discuss. Ari, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Of course. Hey, Kevin.
Okay, so I'm really irritated about something today. I'm laying in bed last night. And my bride goes, okay, make note of that. I didn't know what she was talking about. And then this morning we wake up and she's like, okay, today is Amazon Prime Day. What do you need? And I'm like, wait, it's what? She goes, it's Amazon Prime Day. It's like you can get all kinds of things. What electronics do you need? I said, I don't need anything. Why are we talking about buying stuff just because some retailer made it a holiday? Now, Ari, I'm probably overreacting a little bit, but it seemed it's fairly self-aggrandizing. But what a smart thing to do. Create your own, in essence, like Black Friday, but it's on a random Tuesday in the middle of July.
How amazing is that? Especially big companies like Amazon could sort of force, quote unquote, a holiday on you. you know?
Well, what are we going to have next week? Is it going to be, you know, Best Buy Bonanza? And the one after that's going to be Apollonia Apple Days or something. I don't know. But it is crazy how this technology, Amazon, that has its links into everything from our groceries to our deodorant to our dry cleaning to whatever else you can get through Amazon, has been able to, and if you look at social media today, it's wallpapered with it.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, talk about like how powerful the tech community is, especially like a brand like Amazon. I mean, they can literally build a holiday around their company. And, you know, can you imagine 5 or 10 years, it's probably going to be stamped on our calendar, you know, as Amazon Prime Day. But you know what it reminds me of, Kevin, actually? You know, what Hallmark did with Mother's Day and Father's Day. They virtually created an industry where it gets people into their store to be able to buy cards.
Right.
It's sort of, it's very, very similar.
No, you're actually onto something there. Now, there's some other news in the tech sector today. Best Buy is kind of reeling because now Amazon has unleashed their own Geek Squad. Explain what that is and how it works.
Sure. GeekSoft was actually, and it's still, it's a phenomenal concept. So look, we're all challenged, I think, one way or the other. We're all challenged with some sort of technical challenges, whether it's putting up our smart TV, whether it's configuring our computer at home. So every customer, you know, for most of these large companies, they want to reach the end user. So Geek Squad found an opportunity. They created, I don't know if you've seen any of their VW bugs out there, but out there, right? They go to your house, they fix what you need, you pay them on an hourly rate, and they get the job done. Well, Amazon obviously is always looking to reach the end users. They're looking to reach them quickly, efficiently, and economically. So this is just another opportunity for Amazon to get into your house. And I think it's a great move.
They sound like cockroaches. They're making up their own holidays. They're trying to get in my house. How can I get away from me? Leave me alone. No, I'm kidding. I know that I'm a curmudgeon when it comes to all this stuff, but I am a technology lover. So I do have a dilemma. I don't buy a lot of stuff off Amazon, but my wife does everything. Buys our groceries, all of the household cleaning supplies, everything you can think of comes from Amazon now. And it's so today, anyway, if you're into buying stuff, today's the day on Amazon Prime that they made the holiday and they're going to benefit from it. I can tell. I mean, I literally saw Facebook statuses from friends today going, oh, it's Amazon Prime Day. What's in your cart? I'm like, I don't have anything in my cart. I'm trying to save money at this point in time.
It's amazing.
Let's talk about this other story that was in the Post today. This fly was exploring a 3D printer and then the 3D printer began printing. And he got fossilized inside whatever it was the 3D printer made. It was the kiss of death, literally, for that fly. But you reminded me in the break, we've never yet talked about this, but soon we're all going to be able to make whatever we want in our own living room.
Right. So it's interesting. 3D printing has actually been around for some time, but it's only been really available for large corporations, for NASA. Really, it's been a commercial application for a long time. But obviously, as technology continues to evolve, they were able to get the 3D printer down to a size that it could fit into your home office or on your kitchen table, which is absolutely phenomenal. So what does that actually mean for your audience? You can, in theory, as long as you create the sketch, which it all comes, the product, and I've used 3D printers before, it's absolutely phenomenal. You could almost pretty much copy anything that you see in a three-dimensional form, i.e., if you have a brush that you lost, you can go ahead, computer generate on print an actual comb. You put in the application into the printer, and it produces a comb for you. And that goes for virtually, I mean, I've seen people produce virtual airplanes that are flying, that will be flying in the sky, that are actually produced from a, granted, it's not a home 3D printer, but it's a very large commercial printer. But we're going to be seeing 3D printers, I believe, in the next 4 to 5 to 6 years in every single home, just like we saw the home computer, just like we saw the fax machine. And I think 3D printers are right there.
Well, okay, aside from a comb or a couple of, I don't know, random household, how would an average family use the 3D printer? What kind of problems is it solving for us?
I mean, really, it's you know, if you don't want to get it, if you need to be able to replicate something on the spot versus going outside of your house and getting it, this just adds to what we call and what we've called here on the show the convenience economy.
Right.
So, you know, instead of getting out of bed, you can actually in a couple of years, you can say, you know, to your wife, hey, you know what? I can't find my toothbrush. Can you go ahead and just
make me
print
one.
Me another one?
That's crazy. And does the quality of what it makes, does it hold up?
It does. I've seen some of these molds, and it's extraordinary. I mean, within 5 or 10 minutes, you could literally produce a toothbrush with the same exact quality, sometimes better than the one you have sitting on your bathroom counter. And it's a matter of time. You're going to turn to your wife. You're going to say, hey, you know, print me, and you're going to be hearing this. You're going to be hearing the terms, you know, can you please print me a XYZ? And it's going to happen. You're going to see the next 3 to 5 years. Hold on to this audio.
I will.
It's going to happen.
All right. Wow. That is crazy, mind-blowing stuff, Ari. But it's one of the reasons why I love talking to you, because you blow my mind almost every week, and that's what it boils down to. You can find him at Quantum Networks, and, of course, he writes for a variety of things. But follow him on Twitter, at Ari Zoldan. Ari, good to have you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, final thoughts, coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds and be in swimsuit shape in time for the summer? Friends, you could do that if you got started right now. And there is no better place to do it than my friends at the Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare Center. I'm talking about Dr. Kerry Skorsky, the same man who helped me lose almost 30 pounds nearly 3 years ago. And I've been able to keep it off. Friends, you eat whole food the whole time. You're actually helping your body reset its own metabolism. And it helps balance your hormones and brings your blood sugars into alignment. You're going to get healthy in this program as much as you're going to lose the weight. And you're going to feel better about yourself as you do it. Not only that, people will notice. I'm telling you, in the first week alone, 9 to 10, 11 pounds. I've heard from so many people that have lost sometimes even more than that. So here's what you need to do to get started. Call Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, 844-THE-DIET. That's 844-THE-DIET. Or go to a new you in 40days.com. That's 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or a new you in 40days.com.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Sibau Meat Products brings you the luscious flavors of Campesino Salami Especial, Hamonetta Campesino, and a chance to win these and a whole basket full of other amazing products from the company that makes the most delicious Latin-style salamis and sausages. How can you win this mouth-watering basket full of grilling goodies? Just listen to Kevin McCullough Live every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. to hear the Sibau Meat Products trivia question of the day, or head to am570themission.com and click on the Sibau Meat banner to see the question. The answer to the question must be entered online. Sibau Meat Products. If you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart.
What
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Sunday morning, so over the weekend, a Yale Divinity professor, Joel Bodden, started complaining about a certain senator's habits on Twitter. Now, it's important to note that this is both a professor and a professor of the subject that he is a subject of. A professor indicates he has a certain degree of expertise, knowledge, learning, advancement, etc. The fact that he's a professor of divinity means that that is applied to the field of theology, school, religion, Bible, etc., etc. So who is he going after? Florida Senator Marco Rubio. And here's why. Here's why this Yale Divinity, a.k.a. faith professor, was upset and outraged at Senator Marco Rubio. Do you any idea why what it might be? It's because he was tweeting verses from the Bible. So to be clear, over here you've got the Yale Divinity professor, Joel Biden, Bodden, it's like the basketball, Bodden, complaining in the Politico, the newspaper from Washington, D.C., complaining that Senator Marco Rubio is tweeting Bible verses from the Bible. Evidently, it was where they were found in the Bible that was problematic for this professor. He was quoting from the book of Proverbs. Now, does anybody have a problem with Proverbs? Proverbs are full of, I believe in some Jewish circles, kids are required to memorize them. But they were King Solomon's pearls of wisdom. At least most of the book of Proverbs is Solomon. And, you know, they're the kind of thing you can look at from four or five different angles. And every time you look at it, you come back to the same central truth. They are that well preserved. And they're usually like single statements. And they're pithy little good things to know. So why would a Yale Divinity professor object to Marco Rubio using his Twitter feed to put out the Proverbs? Friends, if this doesn't give you an idea of just how bad the university systems are now, nothing will. Here's the stated reason. According to the Yale Divinity professor, he's a professor of divinity. His objection to a senator tweeting Proverbs is because he said that Senator Rubio was only quoting the Republican part of the Bible. Whoever gave Professor Bodden his divinity degree, they did it wrong. I'm Kevin McCullough.